We voted in an environment report here in the European Parliament in Strasbourg on farmers, the mental health of our citizens. This is very much stemmed from an earlier report I did on the digital world of working around mental health and really driving that message with a few other MEPs here in the Parliament on mental health. And what was significant about today's discussion and vote overwhelmingly in favour, close to 500 MEPs voted for it, was around an integrated approach on mental health, addressing the many risks that are impacted to our citizens, particularly our farmers, encouraging more preventative measures and seeking support when and if you need. And a big piece of that is around our farmers and farm communities, particularly in the west of Ireland, who might be farming on their own, might feel the strain of Christmas coming and the holiday season coming, and ultimately need that support further and more. And the work I've been doing here in the Parliament on that behalf is making sure, A, mental health is being discussed and being discussed politically. Funding and supports are in place to further enhance the likes of Make the Move or On Firm Ground, two great programs being run in Ireland right now to support farmers' mental health. And then also research. And we know from the University College of Dublin, their work in the Agri-Food and Science School, that statistics like suicide ideation is more prevalent in our farming communities than the general population. And we know the risks of that. We know the many young and experienced farmers, both male and female, that are, you know, supplying to shops, attending mass around the ring, selling at marts, and are the heartbeat of our rural community. So, you know, I certainly welcome this. I call for the need for more funding, more collective funding, more research, and ultimately make sure that people listening to this know that there is help there. And please do not feel that there isn't, and please ask for it when you need it.
And has there been any common trends in the research suggesting why farmers tend to struggle more with their mental health?
Yeah, fantastic question. From the UCD's body of research, and again, this is continuing on even now as we speak with Make the Move. They've just received a tranche of funding to continue this work. A couple of factors play into that. A, succession planning and not knowing how to or where to go in order to open up the land for a potentially younger farmer coming through. Policy and EU policy in particular, we continue, and I take this, it gets said to me very often, even when I'm down home in South Mayo, but, you know, this narrative that you keep changing the goalposts, and unfortunately we are, and that needs to stop, and ultimately needs to be very clear in what we need to do in order to support farmers and let them do what they have been doing for generations in terms of being custodians of the land. And another piece of that is around disinformation and the fact that, you know, be it in the media or with the consumer and the way we talk about it, farming in particular, that there's a mixed message around that, you know, you have a cohort of people, our farming community, that are not playing their part when it comes to the environment and biodiversity loss, which you and I both know and listeners know this couldn't be further from the truth. So it's like a stool and it has a knock-on effect. And these are some of the reasons why farmers have flagged with the researchers in University College of Dublin being the main contributors to additional stress, suicide ideation on the rise, and the fact that depression and that loneliness is really, really coming to the fore.